How's it
Yay.
going?
It's been good. It's been good.
You've been so busy.
Oh my God, so busy. I feel like my social calendar has been like insane lately because of like all of these things I have to go to, places I have to be, people I have to meet. I'm like, oh my God, can this girl get a break? Like,
Yeah.
yeah, it's been a juggle to continue working. Like I'm the full-time social media content creator, so it's like doing that while like trying to be everywhere else at the same time. It's definitely been interesting to say the least.
Yeah, what is that like before you were on the show and now? Like, how different is your life?
Yeah, so I would say like a lot of my social life was just like with my immediate like girlfriends. Like I have like three girls that I usually hang out with a lot. And then now it's kind of like I'm meeting so many more people in the industry who have like been on other reality TV shows, and I'm all of a sudden like meeting all of them, and then I'm like going on a bunch of podcasts like this one, and and meeting more people like through that too. So it's been really kind of surreal to just like meet people that I've seen on TV
Yeah.
because like now I've been on TV too. Like it's so weird. You know what I mean? Like I've always been in the public eye, right? But now I'm like in the public eye, like even just more so now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like yesterday, like I was like working out at the gym and like no one's ever recognized me there, right? Because I don't have my makeup on. Or like maybe people are just like not wanting to bother me, right? But like yesterday, there's this like really cute guy. He's like all buff and stuff. And I'm like, oh, is he gonna pick me up or whatever? And then he comes over and he's like, hey, are you Casey from the show? And I'm like, damn it.
No.
I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh my God, my mom and I are watching you right now and we're like cheering for you. And I'm like, ah, amazing. And he's like, I shit you not, he was like shaking the whole time. Like he was so nervous. Yeah, like talking to me. He was like, so how was it like on the show? And I'm like, it was good. I was like, it was pretty genuine from like my standpoint. And yeah, I mean, I wish he asked me for my number, like what? Or like posted me
Yeah.
on his Insta stories. It's okay. And I was like sweating, like my hair was up. I looked nasty, and I was like, he was like, can I take a picture? And I'm like, okay.
Oh my gosh, wait, that's so cool.
Yeah,
Maybe
I mean,
you'll see him again at the gym.
that's true. Maybe he's like trying to play it slick and like he's like, don't worry, like she goes here all the time. I'll like when I'm less nervous, I'll like ask her.
Oh my God, I love
Yeah.
that. That is so funny. Yeah, like, I have so many questions about this
Yeah,
show,
shoot,
but
shoot.
like, from the beginning, like, how did this happen? Like, did you want to be on a dating show? Like, what was that like for you in the very beginning?
Well, interestingly enough, I actually got asked to be on another TV show first, before this one. And it was going to be like a first season of something, just like this one. It was going to be on MTV. We made it all the way to the last round, and we're going to meet with the top, like Viacom, producer. It was going to be about like Asian entrepreneurs in New York City. And it was between like our group and like one in LA. So it was like Bling Empire, but like entrepreneur style, I guess you would say. So then I was like, okay, we're gonna fly out to LA for the final interviews. And they basically cast us to that point. Like we were so close. But then COVID happened and everything shut down. It was like that March. I forgot like what year it was, but like everything literally shut down. And I was like so sad because I really wanted it to like work out. But yeah, and then that casting producer basically kept me in mind for another this show. And usually when casting producers say like, I'll keep your stuff on file. Well, if we have another opportunity, we'll hit you up. And I'm like, yeah, right. It's kind of like saying how like if you apply to a job and you're not a fit at the time, they're like, well, keep your resume on file, right? But like, how often do they actually reach out back again, right?
Right.
So, but this casting producer like kept following me on Instagram. which is like also rare. So I was like, maybe she's serious. So I just like forgot about it. And then like 2 years later, she's like DMing me again. And she's like, hey, so we thought of you for another show since you don't have a boyfriend anymore. Actually, at the time when I was reached out to by the first show, I was in a relationship and he was going to be on the show too. But then I had become public about how I'm now single and I wasn't like looking at the time. Like I wouldn't put that out in the social media like I kind of am now. Yeah, they were like, okay, well, would you want to go on a dating show instead and get a shot at love, take a shot at love with people from your past, not necessarily like exes or anything, but people you might have met in passing, like in school and class or like college or your workplace. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. I was like, this is perfect because damn, I obviously don't know how to date. And then two, like I haven't been on a date since my breakup. And like three, I've always been in such long-term relationships that I never dated before. I don't know what it's like to be single. So like to have someone kind of steer that for me, would have been amazing. And there's so many missed opportunities in my past because the longest I had ever been single was 6 months at a time.
Wow.
And then I would get like scooped up real quick. That's not happening now. But like, back then, it was like easy for me to kind of be in a relationship. So I was like, yeah, like now I'm gonna be really picky with who I date. And what better way to do that than to see all of the misconnections that I might have had when I had to look the other way because I had a boyfriend,
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so cool.
Yeah, so it was like a perfect fit at the time. Like it was really great timing for me.
That's amazing. And so you just jumped right in, you did it. What was your experience like? I mean, it's interesting. Dating shows are interesting to me because it's such an intimate thing that is then like shared with a camera person and an audio person, and like you're not really ever alone. So like,
Yeah.
how did you navigate that?
I guess it was just different to have my dating life public. Like that was really strange. Because as public as I am about almost everything else, I didn't even share my last ex in my relationship until like year five or year six. So it's like I'm so private when it comes to my love life and everything else because out of respect for my partner, I want him to know that like I do value our relationship. It's not just for show and I appreciate our private conversations. But when this dating show reached out, I was like, "Oh, so I just throw all of my philosophies out the window." And it was just so, to me it was so awkward. Like the kissing scenes and stuff. Like I hate PDA. Like I hate kissing in public. And like I've never done it before. When a guy has tried, I've been like, no. You can reserve that for the bedroom if we get there on date four. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm so slow when it comes to showing, I guess, PDA or like any type of physical intimacy. So to have that documented on television was just so awkward. I'm pretty sure like they've like made me kiss this one guy. Actually, I'm just gonna say it, Dylan, like three times in a row, the first time we met each other. And I was like, okay, like we can kiss. And they're like, wait, it wasn't genuine enough. Can you do it again? And I'm like, but that's because I don't feel like I'm not gonna give him a passionate kiss right now. I haven't like connected with him on that level yet. And they're like, yeah, but just do it again. And I'm like, okay. And then like there was a third time where they were like, okay, we're gonna move the merry-go-round. You guys are gonna be on different horses. And while it's moving, try kissing each other at the same time. And I'm like, what? But our horses move at different levels at different times. So we were literally like trying to like kiss each other, and like it was just going up and down like our faces, and like the horses were riding. I was like, guy's 6'3", and I'm like 5'2". Like it was just so like
Oh
mismatched.
my
Isn't
God.
that funny?
That's hilarious. Just
Yeah,
for the shot.
yeah,
Just
and
to
that one
maybe use
obviously did
it.
not. They did not use that one, obviously, because it was just me struggling so hard to just try to reach his lips. He was like a foot taller than me on a horse. Like, it's just not gonna work out. So they actually kept our first kiss, which is funny.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious. Like, yeah, I can't imagine having like my like deep conversations with people and all of that just like on camera. I would die.
Yeah, it was so strange. And, you know, eventually after like 2 to 3 days, I like got over it and was like, okay, whatever. Like, we're here already. Like, what are you going to do at this point? And then I was like, let me just get into my like Twitch streamer mode where I know the camera's there, but I kind of say still like whatever and try to ignore the fact that there's like 35 cameras on me. And then you just kind of get used to it. It's kind of like, it's like in your peripheral vision, you know, and you just start ignoring it. So
yeah. Where did you film the show?
It was actually in Malibu. It was supposed to be in an island, like all the other dating shows, but because of the pandemic, there was like the second resurge, I think. It was like last year in July, August. And wow. I think like a few months before that, like the second or third wave of COVID was happening. So they couldn't get things approved for international travel, which sucked because I had to get my passport and renewed. And like, we know how annoying that process is. Yeah. And ugh. Like, I had to like go through so many things to just get that approved. And then all of a sudden they were like, so change your plans. We have to stay local. I was like, what do you mean? And I was like, oh my God. At the time, I didn't live in LA yet, though, so it was okay. I was like, okay, well, at least it's, like, a new area. But for people like Vince, who, like, lived in LA, he's like, what the heck? I just drove an hour to get here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So the people who, like, you had crossed paths with, maybe you didn't know them, like, that well, but you had, like, at some point met them.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by any of those people?
Did you see the scene, the first one, like with me and Dylan?
Yeah.
So like that guy, I like did not remember him at all. And like, that's the scene that like keeps going viral on like Prime Videos, like Instagram and TikTok and stuff. And it's just like, okay, to be fair, I went to one of the largest schools in the country, NYU. And it has like thousands of people, and you'll never in a million years meet everyone from your grade. Like, there's no way. Like, even within your school, you will not meet the people that you want to meet. So I must have met him at like a party or something. And I was just like, who is this dude? I don't remember you at all. So later we found out that we were Facebook friends. And we went to the same school, which we didn't know either. So that's how we actually had met. But like everyone else I knew, it was just him that I didn't. And I like try to play it so cool, like in the scene. And like, I'm such a believer in making people feel comfortable with like where they are in the situation. So I kind of played it off like, oh my God, what's your last name? And then he like told me his last name. And I was like, no way, I remember you now. And I was like, you look so different. You like glowed up. You look so much better. I couldn't recognize you. That's how much more handsome you became. Like,
oh my gosh, that's so funny. So the people like that like you did kind of like remember meeting, like, what's your relationship with them like now?
Well, let me see. The second guy, Steve, he was actually a friend of my ex who I dated for 7.5 years. That was so crazy that he showed up for me. And we're all in the same like singing lesson class, which is extra awkward, which me and my ex still participate in today, digitally. So that's really cool. And I think when it came out, I was a little miffed because he posted a picture from the show of me and him kissing on his Instagram. And I was like, cringe. I was like, that is so weird. And like, it was awkward because I think he thought we were cool with that, or like I was cool with that. And, but we had never talked to each other after the show. So like for him to just all of a sudden like post that without asking me, I thought was a little awkward. Because if my ex follows him and all of the people in my voice class who knows both of them follow him, it's just so weird. And I couldn't even like tell my voice class that I was in this TV show. And my voice teacher was like, yeah, why don't you just like send it in the email chain and let everybody know you're on this show? And I'm like, yeah, okay. And like, I never did because I don't want to shove that scene or like in front of my ex's face or any of our mutual friends in the class. So like with him, I don't know, it was interesting. And then he like wrote a song for me on the show, and he like made that release on the same day as the show. And then he told me to promote it on my Instagram.
No.
And I was like, if I see it fit naturally within my content, I will definitely let you know if I can promote your song. And then he's like, well, we should also finish writing the song we wrote together on the show and release that too. And I'm like, okay, at this point, I'm just feeling used now. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think he was like, okay with being on the show and stuff. But like, there were, I guess, some things that rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah, it almost feels like he wanted to do it not for you, but for him. Right. Like, it wasn't like, oh, I actually like Casey. It was like, oh, this is a great opportunity for me.
It's weird because I think at one point, like, we did like each other, but out of respect, obviously, because I was dating my ex, we couldn't pursue it. So like that, the connection that we had was genuine, I think. But I think years later, right, when he shows up on the show to date me, I think he did do it for genuine reasons in the beginning. But then I think, you know, the TV show probably was like, he was thinking it would help him for his music career too. But yeah, it kind of sucked. Like, instead of like rekindling with me after the show and like trying things out in a non-TV show way, the first thing he says is like, hey, can you promote my music?
Yeah.
You know? So like that was kind of shitty. And then the third guy, Vinny, who was my neighbor from New Jersey, I wasn't surprised that he showed up because we had a recent like interaction, and it was in a group setting, by the way, never a date. I think he's asked me out on a date before, and I was like, yeah, okay, sure. But then he kind of ghosted me. So I was like, ooh, that's just like a red flag. And like, we're not going to pursue this at all. And I also like didn't really feel a connection with him in person romantically. After the show, didn't even talk at all. And on my Insta stories, I even like tagged him in scenes where he and I had like funny moments. Like, our relationship on the scene is like, on the show, is very comical. So I was like, okay, like, well, maybe he's okay with the edit because he's just a funny dude. Although I'm like making fun of him the whole time, but like, he's, you know, he gets a funny like edit, right? It's not like a bad edit or like a villain edit. And I thought he would like at least repost it or like respond to my stories. Crickets.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I was like, geez, I'm like trying to make you like look good. And like, what? He didn't do anything. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm like a heartbreaker.
These That's men are so wild.
Funny. Yeah.
Whoa.
And then the last guy, Simon, we met up afterwards. We tried to make things work. I think at the end of the day, because of it was like a long distance thing, like he was in New York, I was moving to LA, it just like didn't work out regardless. And then we actually did some like photo shoots together because I like to take photos. I have like really nice equipment and like cameras and lenses and stuff like that. So I'll like shoot my friends for fun. So he was like, why don't we do that together? Blah, blah, blah. And you'll still see that like on his Instagram, like there's a photo credit with my name tagged and stuff like that. So we're still cordial. And like, if we hang out in different cities in the same city, we'll like get lunch or something. But yeah, I don't know. I really liked him, but I don't think it was like completely mutual enough to pursue long distance, you know? And he was there at like the end. Like we had like one date, so we didn't have much time to connect, but I did remember him entirely. He's also from NYU, and we had mutual friends in our group, and he had a girlfriend at the time. I had a boyfriend at the time. So that's why we could never like talk to each other. And he was much more shy in college. So he would have never like gone up to me and like said hi. So yeah.
That's so crazy. I like, did they give any insight into like how they found these people? Like, I mean, they're like scooping through your whole life.
Yeah, seriously. So they did like a ton of social media stalking through like Instagram, Facebook. They also contacted our friends. So our friends would be asked if there were any like potential suitors in our past that would like to go on a TV show for a month and a half to date us. And then if they couldn't get them enough, they couldn't get enough people, then they would resort to us providing like a list of people.
Got it.
That we think are still single, that maybe we thought we had a connection with in the past but couldn't pursue. So I like submitted a list of like 50 people. I know Alyssa submitted a list of like 250.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because like it's really hard to get people like, quit their job to like pursue something, and then also for like a month and a half. Also a lot of people like our age are like already married or like in relationships or like have kids. I know my casting producer was like, what, these guys have wanted to pursue something with you in the past, but now they're married or like now they're in a relationship.
Dang.
Like, yeah, like apparently some guys are like, oh my god, she's asking me now. And I was like, oh, just rewind my life back 10 years so I could have picked someone else. Damn it.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Yeah. I'm like, whoa.
And like, you didn't even know who's gonna show like for you until you were at the portal. So like, I was so nervous standing in an atmosphere of smoke. Yes, that smoke was real. And I was just like, what is going on? Who sacrificed all of their life to come here? And like, it's not just like you show up to film, you're in a hotel quarantining because of COVID. So they're there for 2 weeks waiting, isolated. And then like
to date you.
They're just, they're right to like date me in like this crazy ranch area in Malibu to like date me, LOL. So it was crazy. Like there was actually one guy that was waiting in the quarantine in the hotel. He was gonna be my last guy after Simon. And they actually had to send him home because I closed my portal. So he had like he went to Malibu and like quarantined for 2 weeks just to be sent home.
Wait, I didn't even think about that. If you closed your portal and then there's people waiting to like.
Exactly. Yep. Apparently that happened with like a few other like cast members too.
Oh my gosh.
They still got paid to like quarantine. So I think.
Do you know who it was?
Yeah, I do know.
Did you like say, oh, maybe we explore something?
So funny, he was actually like a mutual friend. So I did like meet up with him, but like not privately, but like in a group setting with our mutual friends. And I think it was just like, it was a little awkward because I recently had something with one of his friends, who's also his roommate, who was also asked to be on the show. So like, but then he also got canceled last minute, but like before filming. So it was funny because his friend was the one that made it at least the quarantine part, but the friend that actually like we had a fling got canceled like a week before filming.
Oh my gosh.
And it was like super awkward, but regardless, this guy, he was like a handyman apparently. Like he does TaskRabbit like on the side. So I was like, yo, can you hang up some paintings and some shelving in my apartment? And I was so slick. And I was like, let me try this out and like see if we have a connection. It seemed like he wanted more physical things only versus a relationship. So I was like, yeah, no, not for me. So yeah, we kind of just like ended it at that. And he went home and I was like, I'm never texting him again.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. I can't even imagine like being in your position and just like finding out that there's all these guys who are like, oh, I would have totally taken a shot if I had one. Like, that's so crazy.
It's such a wild premise of like a show that's like never been done before. Like, there's been shows with like exes and stuff, and like I feel like that's just too messy.
Yeah, because, never like, anything like this.
Right. Like, this is just missed opportunities, which all of us are wondering, like, what if
totally
we had pursued this person, but the timing wasn't right, or I was in a relationship. So it almost accelerates faster than like new random blind dates, right? Because you already have a foundation.
Yeah.
A commonality with these people on the show. So it's like you already have a foundation of history.
Yeah.
And that's why it has like a higher success rate. So it was nuts. I encourage you to try to look into your past and see what happens.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I love the idea. I think it's really cool. And it's cool that like you met other people who were like cast on the show going through like the same thing, but it's also nice because you aren't competing like for their, like you're not all competing for people.
Well, I mean, Alyssa tried to steal the guy that I was dating, but yeah, other than that. So, yeah, I mean, there were people that came in just for us. But yeah, I mean, Alyssa wanted to pursue my man, and I was just like, no, but she went for him anyway. So as much as cordialness, that's not a word, I hoped that it would have. That was definitely like the biggest like drama point, I think, like in the show was because of that. Yeah, but after that, everything was fine.
What's that like? Because I'm assuming now, like, you're doing press events for the show, you're around your cast. Like, how are things now?
So we had some press events at the red carpet. And it was actually before the show was released. And I think they did that on purpose, so we wouldn't really have tension amongst the cast members as much as possible. Like, you know, me and Alyssa had forgotten about our feud for a while, and we kind of like planned what we would say to PR. But I didn't know how it was going to turn out. And I think they did it on purpose, which is why I was like, hey, we should like take a selfie and just keep it. And like maybe use it later if, you know, the show's okay. And then like her and Ashley were like really good friends on the show, so they kind of like connected again at the press event. But then after the show released, I don't think a lot of people still wanted to be friends with her. Yeah, and then Alyssa like posted the selfie that we took on her Instagram, and I thought it was interesting because she said we were like best friends on it. So I was just like, and she didn't ask me before she posted it. So I was like, I got so many text messages from cast members on the show being like, why are you guys really friends like that? Are you guys like really best friends? And I'm like, we're cordial.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, yeah, so that was like really interesting. I think we're cordial now because we did hang out again recently these last 2 weeks in a group setting with like her and Adam, Vince and Eureka. And then I was the fifth wheel as always. And then we like hung out and it was fine. And we kind of just like, whatever, did that. But yeah, I thought it was funny that she posted that photo. And then she also said on her YouTube channel that we were friends as well. Besties.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I mean, okay, now I'm like scared she's gonna like listen to this podcast and be like, what? But yeah, it was interesting. But I'm like definitely the best friends with like Vince.
Yeah.
Like, we are very, very close. Now because of the show, like you'll see us hanging out like all the time together. And we're also in a lot of like Asian representation type of press too. Being like the first two Asian American leads on a dating show in a bachelor type position, bachelor type and bachelorette type position. So we're getting like press about that. So we've been in a lot of things. Yeah. We've been in a lot of things like post show together, which is really nice. But like even before the press happened, because he's local here and he knew that I just moved here, he wanted to show me around LA and like meet all of his friends and stuff like that. So we had like naturally just bonded really well.
Wow. Yeah, that's great. I mean, I think it's so cool when people like meet like an unexpected friend on a show like this. Like, it's so nice. And that's really cool about like the Asian American representation. That kind of brings up, like, was there anyone that you like looked up to, whether or not like they were a celebrity or in the media or whomever, that maybe inspired you to like say yes to this opportunity to like be that for someone else?
I guess the people that I'm thinking about are like Lana Condor, Simu Liu, obviously. And I'm forgetting her name right now, but she was the main character on Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, yeah.
Candace Wu, I think. Yeah. And like OG, like Brenda Song from the Disney Channel. Sue Life with Zach and Cody. Yeah. So I guess like these people kind of inspired me to be like, okay, like being an Asian American in media, in American media, you can do it. And not everyone has to be a doctor or a lawyer or someone in finance or anything. We can be other things too. So I was always encouraged to like by them to do it. But I also, you know, had started my social media content creation journey in 2015. I took it very seriously. And I knew what I was getting myself into as a public image. And I've always like prided myself on being an Asian American female in the media space for a long time. And I love inspiring people and motivating people to be like the best version of themselves and inspiring people that look like me to gain the courage to do something like this. So when that opportunity came about, I was like, oh my God, this could really accelerate even more what I'm trying to do. And it was just an amazing opportunity for me and the rest of, you know, Asian Americans in media.
I love that. So yeah, how has this impacted, like, you were like, you're a gamer. I mean, in the beginning, that's what you were doing. And now you're doing events, you're doing all kinds of things. In addition to, I love like seeing your posts because I don't know what all this stuff means, but you're like, oh, I'm hopping on at 4 o'clock to play this thing. I'm like, oh, cool. I don't know. But so your audience has probably grown and it's now not just people who game, it's all kinds of different people. How has that been, you know, going from just sort of being pretty niche to like opening it up?
It's been good. I mean, so like on my Instagram, I was niche in the beginning in just fashion. So a lot of my audience was female, and then it went to beauty, and then it went to lifestyle. So like that was already pretty broad. And then I started incorporating gaming during the pandemic. But on my Twitch specifically, it's been really cool because like I was slowly transitioning to like just chatting streams, like podcast style, kind of like this. And I'm becoming more open to like inviting guests over and just having a conversation for fun. So like, I kind of been like prepping that while the show was kind of going on. So some people do really come like just for conversation. But so far it's been really cool. Like having people like show up in my streams and be like, oh my God, are you the girl from the one that got away? Like, are you Casey? I'm like, yeah, man, subscribe with Prime for free. Thanks. I'm just kidding. And like, you know, they'll say like, oh my God, like I'm episode 3, episode 4. How does this go? Are you still with Simon? Like blah, blah, blah. And a lot of them are also, some of them are gamers too. So they have the opportunity to actually like play games with me. And they think it's like the coolest thing ever. And it really is awesome to be able to connect with my audience in that way. Whereas like, you know, if you're on a TV show, you kind of just watch me and it's one way. But like here, they're like, oh my God, I get to play with the person that was like on television that I loved. So it really like strengthened the community and like brought in new people. Yeah. So it's been really, really, really cool. So,
oh my God, yeah. I love that. That's so cool.
Yeah. So like, I'll be in the middle of like playing a Fortnite game and then like a message will be like, hey, are you Casey from the one that got away? Or like a lot of the times, like gamers are males, right? So they'll be like, hey, so I'm watching you. My wife and I are watching you. I'm going to tell her you said hi, like all this stuff. Can you just say hi to Rachel for me?
Oh
she
my
would really
God.
Love this like shout out. So yeah, it's been like a mix of people.
That's so
a lot
cool.
Of husbands are coming in, or like fiancés, because they're the ones with the Twitch accounts,
right?
Yeah, but then I will have like females too, so it's pretty funny and
oh
like
my God.
Very amusing.
I love that. So what's next? Like, you've done so much already, like it's kind of like, what more could you do? But what's like a big goal? Like, what are you trying to do down the line now with this new audience, the platform you'd already built?
Yeah. So I'm actually in the beginning of starting a gaming accessories business, catered towards females. So like microphones, keyboards, pop filters, key lights, all of these things, but like not black. Like I want to make them aesthetically pleasing for females. And I feel like that's really missing in the market. As you can tell, like my room is like, this is clearly a girl's gamer room. And like a lot of females are scared to start streaming on Twitch or gaming because it's so male dominated. And you have to have like a really strong, you have to have so much strength to deal with all the trolls, the sexist comments, the racist ones. Like it's crazy. Like men are ruthless, like they're toxic. So a lot of them are scared because of that. And those who are strong enough to, you know, finally start streaming, most females care about their setup. And I would say like most professional streamers really care about how their room looks like and everything. So for me, it was such a struggle to find accessories that matched my branding and like my style of like pink and kawaii, like cute kind of style. And it just really lacked. But I know that there's so much of that market out there that, you know, people are struggling to find stuff like that. They're usually like spray painting their microphones or spray painting their monitors and stuff like that. So I'm like, why don't I just develop products that are just catered towards females so it can help ease their transition into this gaming streaming atmosphere. And I know it was a struggle of mine, you know, setting up my stuff. And a lot of other females have voiced that too. Like it's such a struggle to find things that like look good and are functional, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm starting to develop those products and from scratch. It's really tough. There's a lot of engineering that goes into it for sure. And I'm working with product engineers, product designers. I have the first one designed already. I'm in the process of like finding a manufacturer. And then I'll be developing probably another product as well. And maybe launching those two together.
Oh,
so that's
gosh.
One thing I'm working
wow.
on. Yeah. And I haven't really told anyone this publicly except for on my Instagram stories, but I'm also working on some music too. So I'm also like a trained singer from like, I don't know how old I was, like 14. Maybe. And I still take lessons now. I play the piano as well. So I'm working with songwriters and producers at this moment just to release like new songs. Like I don't want to make it like a whole thing. But yeah, that's another project that I have, you know, in the works. And hopefully there will be another opportunity where I'll be on the screen again. I'm definitely like toying with that idea too. So a lot of things down the road, and hopefully I'll have a boyfriend in like 2 years also. Like that, I've been wanting that for a while. Within the next 2 years would be great. So, you know, I'm dating, and we'll see what happens with that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That all sounds incredible. I'm like so excited to just see where all of it goes. I mean, that's amazing. We would love to see you on TV again. Obviously, you're like made for TV. So,
oh, I appreciate that.
We have to, someone get this girl a show if you're listening.
Yeah, I mean, I would be open to it in like multiple forms, like even like hosting or whatever, or you know, something else. I know for season two, like they're bringing back some old faces, old familiar faces from season one. So I know that's been a thing. So, you know, you never know. I think this has opened the doors to more opportunities. So we'll see what happens.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, we'll be paying attention for sure. But this was great. Oh my gosh. It was like so cool. I think it's so fun because like we see people on TV, on a show, whatever, and you get like such a small piece of who they are, what they do, their personality. And then it's edited into this episode and it's like, okay, but like, who are they really? Like, what are they really up to? What are they like? And it's just cool to have this like one-on-one kind of connect.
Exactly. And as much as like people like me on the show, according to my castmates, I'm like so much better outside of television and outside of TV. Cause like you see me in just like basically my emotional state, you know, on the show. And like, while that's very loving and endearing, you rarely get to see the fun side of me or the sociable positive side. It's always like me like, oh, is this guy good for me? Or is he not? Like, this guy's so red flags, like, but I'm going to keep him anyway. Like, it's you know, it's showing this kind of love journey. We don't really get to like see my personality that much, I think, on screen.
Yeah.
I'm lucky they put like the cheese episode in because that was really funny. And
I feel like you come across funny for sure.
Okay, but, that's good. That's
but
good.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. Like it's not all of it. It's not the full effect.
Yeah, they like film 6 weeks into 10 hours. You know what I mean? Like you only get to see 10 hours of everything. That's so crazy. It's hard to show. Like there was a scene where me and Alyssa made up, but they took that out. So it's like no one knew how we actually started talking again, you know, like on the show. So yeah, it's been wild. And then there was a scene with like me and Vince debating about whether to keep Dylan or Steve, but like that was also edited out. So you never get to see like my relationship with Vince either. Yeah. So I'm like, so sad.
Yeah, that's crazy. And yeah, you guys are really close. When I met you, I met both of you at once. You were together.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, hello. Like, we're a package deal and the show does not show this.
Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah. I always think that's so crazy. I'll talk to people like for Big Brother and they're like, yeah, I had a final two with this person. And like, you never even see them talk on an episode. I'm like, I didn't even know you like were friends with them. And exactly. They're like, yeah, we had a final two. I'm like, huh? Crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that goes to show like when you're in that environment, you're there to just focus on love and like find that. And as much as like I wanted to be close to my castmates, like my filming time was just so much later than everyone else. I never really had that much downtime with anyone. So luckily, like Vince and I were local. We were able to like develop a friendship after the show. And we have like so much in common. You know, like we're both Chinese Americans. He also had a long-term relationship. So like our maturity mindset is like very similar, I would say as well. So it really made us like bond a lot. And we like talk on the phone a lot now and we hang out. So yeah, it's been great.
Oh my God, I love it. Well, it sounds like it was a positive experience overall.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a little emotionally traumatizing here and there with some dudes that like were questionable. But like, other than that, I'm really happy for the friendships formed and the experience. I think what I learned in like my dating life in like the month and a half, like that might've taken me 2 years in real life to figure out, you know what I mean? So it was an accelerated experience that taught me a lot about myself and what I really want in my next man. So it was good. I'm very thankful for it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Thank you. What does it say behind you?
Oh, it says keep it moving.
Oh, okay. Got it. Cool. Yeah. That's a good quote.
It's a good motto, life motto. to live gotta by.
Keep it moving, even though all these guys suck. Gotta keep it moving, you know?
You gotta just keep it moving. Then you'll find one. If you exactly. keep it moving, you'll find one for sure.
Exactly.
For sure. Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Seriously. I know you are so busy, so I appreciate the time.
Of course.
And this was so great. I just love it. It's so great. Obviously, if you're listening to this, watch the show. It's such an interesting concept. It's so cool. You've never seen anything like this before. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So
yay.
I love it. Well,
I finally watched an episode of Love Island too, by the way.
The second season?
I started watching them one in UK because it's
oh yeah
Hulu, but the one that just came out.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. On Peacock.
Yeah. Yeah. It reminded me so much of Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah, it's very
similar vibes. I think.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, you're like on an island, hot people everywhere.
So hot.
Wearing a bikini all day. It's just
yeah. Like this one guy, this is just so fine. I was like, oh my god, who is this? Is
maybe that's your next show.
Oh my god, stop. You already know I can't even kiss in public. How am I gonna do that show? There is like no way. I don't think. I mean, it would be cool, but like, I don't know. I would have to jump through some fear hurdles in order for me to, I think, get on that show.
You never know.
Oh god. Okay.
You're like, okay, bye.
I'm like, so next question.